Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Christy Lee is at the bottom.
Well, we have moose, goose, lions, tigers, jaguars, and more on the loose. An emu.
An emu?
Where do you want to go first?
Oh, man. Emu?
An emu?
Emu is what, a miniature, what is it again?
Similar to an ostrich.
Ostrich, like an ostrich. Okay.
A 19-year-old emu known as the bird is on the loose somewhere in Maine.
Yeah, have you guys heard?
That is a word.
The town of Lisbon.
I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I would.
The town of Lisbon, Maine, where an animal control officer and much of the town searched throughout the day yesterday for the 5'4" flightless ostrich-like emu that escaped the local animal sanctuary. A person caring for the bird was moving it to its summer residence.
Well, it is elderly, so it has to, I'm sure it was going down to Florida.
When it bolted from the Rocking T. Equine Sanctuary and Rescue.
I'm out of here. Can't treat me that
way. Police say the emu is likely somewhere in the local woods.
They keep the emu on a horse farm?
He weighs about 100 pounds. Yeah.
The emu rides the horses. It's a very bizarre sight.
This is really complicated.
Have you ever seen an emu ride a horse? It's a hell of a thing. Really is.
Wow.
An emu and a horse farm.
They race those. They race those in Dubai.
What?
They emus, race. I thought they emus race riding horses.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's okay.
No, that's not the feature race or camels.
Okay.
They call it the horse feathers race.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do you
a rogue lion was what?
Nope. This isn't Surfing Bird.
Don't you think they stole Surfing Bird from that great song?
But no, I think
no, I don't.
Define great.
I never have.
This is Surfing Bird.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Was there ever a song meant to piss off parents more than that? Ever?
Mbop.
No, this is worse. This is worse. You don't think they sold Surfing Bird from Papa?
No, I think they're certainly honoring the other one. Yeah.
Papa Mama, of course, by the
Trashmen? Oh, no, is that Surfing Bird?
No, it's the Rivingtons.
Please. The Rivingtons, yeah. The Trashmen.
Flipside?
Why would I know the flip side of
why would anybody
Papa
know
Ooh Mow Mow by the Rivingtons?
Is it Dickhead on the Run?
Hopefully the flip side is instructions on how to break the record and burn your house down.
It's merely a classic milestone in American recording.
What is the flip side?
Deepwater, thanks for asking.
I gotta burn the house down.
Yeah,
I can't live here.
First record, first record I ever bought. What a classic. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ma-ma.
Did you dance around your room and listen to it?
Of course.
Can we just change this to Tom Radio and the things Tom does?
Here, this is how I would introduce it. I'd go, ladies and gentlemen, time to rock.
Yeah, that rocks all right.
Okay, sorry.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.